You're listening to the 2018 An Evening of Readings and Carols as presented by the combined choirs of the Westminster Choir College of Rider University, given back on December 7th and 8th at Princeton University Chapel. This is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. Our next section, Hope, begins with our next carol, Andrew Carter's arrangement of the 15th century French melody, O Come, Emmanuel. That's followed by our next reading, delivered by Joseph Wall, Senior Vice President, PNC Financial Services Group, Margaret Gooding's Why Not a Star. Going back to the carol we just heard, the New Jersey Youth Choir, along with Timothy Lupia, Wesley Ostrander, and Philip Stefani on percussion, all led by Patricia Joyce, performing from the back balcony of the chapel, another setting of Veni, Veni, Emmanuel, this arrangement by John Michael Trotta. Then the Westminster Bell Choir performed Joel Rainey's arrangement of Edward Pola and George Wiles, entertaining It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Our guest harpist Elaine Christie supports the women of the Westminster Schola Cantorum and Westminster Symphonic Choir in two movements from Benjamin Britten's A Ceremony of Carols, Woken Yule and This Little Babe.
They told me that when Jesus was born, A star appeared in the heavens above the place where the young child lay. When I was very young, I had no trouble believing wondrous things. I believed in the star. It was a wonderful miracle, part of a long ago story, foretelling an uncommon life. They told me a supernova appeared in the heavens in its dying burst of fire. When I was older and believed in science and reason, I believed the story of the star explained. But I found I was unwilling to give up the star, fitting symbol for the birth of one whose uncommon life has been long remembered. The star explained became the star understood for Jesus, for Buddha, for Zarathustra. Why not a star? Some bright star shines somewhere in the heavens each time a child is born. Who knows what it may foretell? Who knows what uncommon life may yet again unfold if we but give it a chance? Thank you.
Our final section to this year's An Evening of Readings and Carols is titled Peace and begins with the Dan Forest Commission of a Festival First Noel, sung from the front of the chapel by the three choirs of Westminster, Chapel Choir, Schola Cantorum, and Symphonic Choir, as led by Dr. James Jordan. Our final reading of the evening comes from the celebrated writer Maya Angelou, her amazing piece, as read by Rochelle Ellis, Adjunct Associate Professor of Voice. And then a second work by British composer James Whitburn, the Symphonic Schola Cantorum and Symphonic Choir perform his Veni et Illumina. Our next carol of the evening is Sir David Wilcox's arrangement of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And then the commissioned work for this year's An Evening of Readings and Carols from Philadelphia-based composer Kyle Smith, the three Westminster choirs, joined by the New Jersey Youth Choir and Solid Brass and Ken Cowan on organ, in Mr. Smith's setting of Divinium Mysterium, or Of the Father's Love Begotten. The choirs then sing Ryan Brando's arrangement of Franz Gruber's Silent Night, the traditional ringing in of the season by the Westminster Concert Bells, and the concluding carol for this festive event, organist Ken Cowan's arrangement of Joy to the World.
thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Floodwaters await in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves. What have we done to so affront nature? We interrogate and worry God. Are you there? Are you there really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters, streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence, and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Floodwaters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first, it is too soft, then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now, louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for, not just the absence of war, but true peace, a harmony of spirit, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We, Baptists and Buddhists, Methodists and Muslims, say, come, peace. Come and fill us and our world with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Jainist, the Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay a while with us so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ into the great religions of the world. We jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We, angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other and then into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother. Peace, my sister. Peace, my soul.
Organist Ken Cowan's festive arrangement of Joy to the World brings this 2018 An Evening of Readings and Carols, as presented by the combined choirs of Westminster Choir College, to a close. To the recessional music of Joel Phillips' L'Année d'Or, featuring Mr. Cowan and Solid Brass, the audience in attendance at Princeton University Chapel show their appreciation and a standing ovation for all of our performing artists: Westminster Chapel Choir, Schola Cantorum and Symphonic Choir, the Westminster Concert Bell Choir, our guest organist Ken Cowan, Solid Brass, our harpist Elaine Christie, special guest artists the New Jersey Youth Chorus, led by Patricia Joyce, our conductors, Dr. Stephen Pilkington, and Drs. James Jordan and Amanda Quist, all now accepting the applause of those in attendance at Princeton University Chapel. And Dr. Jordan now brings up composer Kyle Smith, whose work, a setting of the Father's Love Begotten, was performed and commissioned for this year's event. With the organ postlude, as performed by special guest artist Ken Cowan, the Toccata movement from the Second Organ Symphony of Marcel Dupré.
We are here with the two doctors who have made this happen tonight. And I don't want to leave out Dr. Steve Pilkington, who conducted most of the carols tonight.
Yep.
Dr. Amanda Quist and Dr. Jim Jordan, congratulations on another great readings and carols. Thanks for bringing Kyle's entry into another long line of arrangements of this wonderful
Absolutely.
Old ancient tune. The Petrus Vask, thanks for bringing that to us. That
yes.
wonderful Sandstrom arrangement of Lohauer Rose that is just so gorgeous.
Thank you.
And all the wonderful things. And the youth choir, they did really well tonight.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful job. Just one question, and I will, of course, wish you season's greetings and from all our listeners and such a wonderful broadcast. Westminster has been in the news, will continue to be in the news. There are things that are going to happen in 2019 as we flip the calendar. Just what has happened, what is happening, and we don't know some of the things that will happen. We hope for the best in all things that will happen. What did this mean tonight in 2018 to do readings and carols in the midst of times that are unsettled and hopeful for the school, but still things with clouds over them? So just curious.
I think, you know, we're surrounded by all of this uncertainty, but
yeah.
when we focus on the students and the music that they can make and the things that they bring and the spirit of the entire school singing together, that just sort of wipes all of that away and brings a real sense of hope and joy and kind of reminder of why we do what we do and the purpose of being here.
I think the irony of this, David, is that, yes, the uncertainty and... You know, I was just down to hear Messiah with the Philadelphia Orchestra and the other part of Symphonic Choir. And it's such world-class music making. And you want to get a little frustrated and maybe a little angry as, why are we going through this? But I will say that, as Amanda said, we go in every day and the commitment is to make music at this level. And somehow I'm maybe naive enough to believe that this will see us through. It has always done that.
Well, I think, and part of this goes to both of you, but being here, and it's one thing that you, the radio listeners, can't experience. You can experience the wonderful artistry of these young musicians, but tonight there was a lot of joy on their faces. They were smiling. There was a pleasure to be doing this.
Oh, absolutely.
They know, some of them, it's their first time, some of it's second or third, some of it the last for them, but they look forward to this, and it still comes through, no matter what else is happening around them. Like you said, Amanda, this joy of this evening still comes through.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that just sort of resonates through the school, and it's something that we look forward to every year, and that's not lost at all, considering, you know, the things surrounding us. It really stays at the core of what we do and why we love to sing together.
Well, as we say every year, thank you to both of you for bringing this to us. To both of you, to everyone at Westminster, we wish a very joyous, blessed Christmastide holiday season and a great 2019.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
This Westminster 2018 evening of readings and carols will be, as it is every year, rebroadcast Christmas Day in the afternoon at 3, and it will be up on our website as a webcast at wwfm.org. Simply go to classical and webcasts. There are a number of people we wish to thank for making this possible. The Dean of Westminster Choir College at Rider University, Marshall Onofrio, Ann Sears, of course, Dr. James Jordan, and Dr. Amanda Quist. This Celebrating Our Musical Future performance of An Evening of Readings and Carols is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. If you enjoyed hearing these young musicians ring in the season as they do annually at this wonderful event, support what you hear by going to our website and making a donation and membership. Once again, I am David Ozenberg, and this has been the 2018 Westminster Choir College Evening of Readings and Carols, an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. Have a great evening.